Now we have letters to the evening news. This week there are comments on works to the Houses of Parliament, the state of the city centre, a wonderful concert, and negotiating the pavements in a wheelchair. Bernie Bunn of Watton writes of the problems for wheelchairs. It was most interesting to hear the recent experience of a gentleman pushing his friend in a wheelchair to Carrow Road. I can assure him that the state of pavements in Norwich is not confined to Brackendale. I too am a wheelchair pusher for my wife and have had similar problems in the St Benedict's area, so much so that my good lady swears that I deliberately find the deepest potholes to dump her in. Not true, honestly. On several occasions, wheelchair user and wheelchair have almost parted company. I did send a curt letter to the relevant city authority requesting action be taken and received a reply blaming lorries for curbing, also saying that was I aware that cutbacks were necessary and that pavements were regularly inspected. So, well done that gentleman for highlighting the problem further.
There is much to celebrate, says Margaret Haley of Norwich. Regarding the concern that the closing of British Home Stores will make St Stephen's Street a two-sided street, I, like others still alive, remember the total devastation of the bombing of Norwich in World War II, and many shops and streets ended up in piles of rubble. But we built them up again, bigger and better. With this in mind, there's absolutely no danger that the desolation of Norwich will ever happen as a result of the closing of BHS. Norwich isn't here only for shops. After all, we still have the marketplace with all its marvellous stalls and only have to anticipate the locals and visitors enjoying all the inciting events that socially take place, such as the Lord Mayor's procession and even the Norfolk truckers taking needy children for a lovely day out. And we have the Halloween parade in October to look forward to, as well as November at Norwich Castle with dazzling fireworks promised.
David Coleman of Norwich questions some extra funding. So, the not unexpected revelation has been made that the cost of the NDR could rise by 6.8 million. Since any sensible developer would build a contingency amount into the contract sum, it must be assumed that any original contingency has already been spent on unrevealed extra costs, such that this extra financing is now required. I question the reasons given for the extra funding requirement. 1. Why wasn't all the land purchased before work was started? 2. Why was the Rackheath Rail Bridge not fully designed before work was started? 3. During a contract at this length, why was some wet weather not anticipated? And 4. Why was a complete survey not done to locate all utility services before work started? I hope that these required extra finances are the last, but I fear not.
The final word goes to Tony Callaghan of Alpington. The Houses of Parliament could be closed due to a massive refurbishment in order to remove asbestos and other noxious substances. Move our MPs to St Andrew's Hall in Norwich. Why not? This move would guarantee the rail line to London would be improved overnight. Let's be having you.